Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'll leave it there. That is the song I'm releasing, I Want You. And I want to say that I probably should have released that song previously. You know, I want to say that I feel that this song and a new song and some of the songs that I've done do not showcase my true genius vocally, but it was done for what it is because of the limited financial backing I have in making these demos. You know, I don't have a big major record label, so things could have been different, but still I have a great voice. And again, thank you for listening. Now, the topic of this is I have to be careful what I say and do, but I do my best with my limitations. That is the truth. I'm someone who has so many obstacles and limitations economically, personally, that you cannot imagine. And the obstacles and limitations were so much, because when I was a kid, I was an artist. You know, I was a graphic artist, but I was also using my mind and intellect. And I was, you know, absorbing everything around me, and everything seemed around me very grim, and I saw things that a little kid shouldn't go through and experience. Like I mentioned in previous broadcasts, that was too grotesque. That led me down the path as a teenager to go to rock and roll, to rebel, because I didn't fit in with the in crowd in Western New York growing up. And you know, one of the reasons why is because some people thought I was too nerdy, or in some ways, but I wasn't that. I didn't fit in the nerdy crowd. I didn't get the best grades because of too many problems of fitting in, and that led me into rock music and music. So even though I had a grasp on the intellectual side, and I will say that if I didn't have those grotesque experiences, I probably would have just went straight down the intellectual route, even though, despite being a graphic artist. But my teacher, when I was 13, told me to go to the Buffalo, New York Academy for Visual and Performing Arts because she thought I was gifted as an artist. So that was a telling tale of my future. I ignored it, and that was a mistake, because I was pretty much an artist, but an intellectual as well. But also I realized that because of all those limitations, including now as an adult coming to L.A. to want to be a star, to get the attention I really wanted, and to work hard on my art form to be appreciated for who I am and what I am, instead of what people perceived of me that was false. I didn't get it, you know. I was somebody who just never felt loved. So I realized that sometimes I act out, I get angry and say things I don't mean. And I have to be careful what I say, and especially, you know, to myself, because I really say things really negatively toward myself. And I realize how beautiful I am and gifted, what a gifted person I am and a good person I am. But when I was young, I wasn't as aware, because everybody told me that I was a terrible person. I couldn't sing, I couldn't write, I was too dumb, all that stuff, which wasn't true. I was verbally abused so much as a kid, not to mention other types of abuses, that I didn't have the capacity to understand that having good self-esteem and being a good person means I should listen to those people, including the people who took care of me, what they were saying. So I realized through people that I met that I had to like myself. And I'm still trying to like myself because I'm a very good person. So I have to say good things about myself. So I started, because I know I'm a great person, truly a great person. You are truly a great person. I say that to myself. Absolutely. You know, without a doubt. But at the same time, I also have to be careful what I say to others, because I get angry. Because the extreme limitations included being targeted and being hurt by others who want to deprive me of having a normal life. They didn't want me to succeed. They, you know, it's like they were going after me, you know, because I guess the reason was I didn't understand it, because I thought pretty much I was just like a lot, pretty much a typical person. Truly honest, I don't think I'm that different from other people personally, but from other people's perceptions, perhaps they're right in some ways, but I don't think they're right in other ways. They thought I was too weird and too odd, and being odd has this good times and bad times, because if you're perceived as being odd in society, which I realize, not just what I heard, but what I experienced, you can be targeted for being odd. And being odd or marching to the beat to my own drum or wanting to expand and do things that are not typically done by people who, let's say, look like me, maybe the color of my skin or maybe my size. The outside of me is perhaps more different from the inside. And people look at the outside and don't picture the inside, because it's really the inside of me, that the inside of a person is truly where we should deal with, not what they, what somebody look like on the outside. But this is just because the skin is just a temporary thing, you know. It's just a skin doesn't determine what a person character is, or what they look like, or how good looking, or whatever, or unique, or whatever. It depends on the inside. So my response was to call them. I said things that I didn't mean. Not directly, which is good, because I never say anything to them directly, because that would be rude. But I said, oh, I'm going to get that son of a, you know. So I have to be aware of what I say, you know, especially to myself. You know, I get very angry, because the heat of the moment is, which everybody, I'm sure, experiences when dealing with adversity or dealing with so much anger at, especially, you know, the atrocity of being attacked by someone's mental health, mental illness, or unfairly, because judged by the size, my size, or judged because of the way I look or the color of my skin. But I do the best I can, because these limitations are too much. It did make me more wiser in a way, because it taught me a lot about society as a whole and how society has a long way of catching up with the real deal and dealing with other individuals. Because I find that what we see on TV and what we see in the general is not necessarily the true perception of what reality really is. And also, reality is different from one person to another. We all have different karmas. Unfortunately, within this life, the life that we live, the tragic theme is life is not fair for others economically, And you know, because some people, they are fortunate to make a lot of money, and they're fortunate to have relationships. They're fortunate to see what dreams that they aspire to come true, while others have suffered misfortune. They're poor. They stay poor. They don't have relationships that they want. They don't see the dreams that they want, and that's not fair. Life is surely not fair. So, but I do believe strongly that whatever is true does come out sooner or later about everything. It surely is not true that everything is fair. I mean, because it really isn't. I feel that, unfortunately, I feel for me, I was deprived of things that I suffered a lot of misfortunes. So I had to also know that I just have to do the best I can with what I say to myself, and you know, because I suffered too much. I've been through a lot. You know, I've seen people in my family and so on. They've been through a lot, way hell a lot. Life is too short. I also know that too. So I have to make the best out of it, but try to expand my horizons and do the best I can, because life is too short. It could last, I don't know, life could last, but some people can last, they can live and learn within a very limited time. They can learn in 20 years. They live 20 years and that's it. Others may live to 90. There are others who die at 50. There are others who die at 49. So as I get older, I realize the mortality of what to deal with. And it's very hard. While I know all these things, still the unfairness, the indifference of life affects me in a way that really makes me angry. Because I've been deprived, you know, I've never felt loved by another person. That's the truth. As far as relationships, dreams, I haven't seen, you know. And then I look at someone who perceivably, like Taylor Swift, her dreams and music came true, and she deserved it. She was fortunate enough to did it. She was a good person. She earned it. Where someone like me, who went for the dreams and still didn't, I didn't get up to where I wanted to go, but I still had to believe that I can and go for it. The misfortune happens, unfortunately. And I still aspire for dreams, my dreams, because the limitations around me remind me that I can't just sit there and, like, oh, that's it, just give up. And, you know, I do the best I can, but it's hard. Sometimes it affects me. Because I know my actions are going to speak louder to my words, because I'm aware that when I get angry, and when I say things, I remind myself that I'm a good person. But I also, with others, I get angry at others who are trying to hinder my potential, the haters or whatever it is. I have to realize what I say and do will determine my destiny, and especially what I do. So I have to be careful, because I know that before I take action, I have to, you know, think before I act, because there's a consequence in the future about what I do when I act. So what actions I take will cause another consequence or another or some kind of destiny. And I want it to be positive, so I want it to be positive. But what I say, sometimes I'm like, ooh, that garbage, that talk, that negativity. I have to be careful. And I'm working on that, you know? Because I know I'm a great person. I'm doing the best I can because I know I'm truly a great person. But when I respond to the evil in my life, I have to just do my best to know that I still have control and not to let the evil get in my way legally, you know? was right. Take the high road. Life is too short. But it's very difficult as a human being when I put up with so much. When I try to send that resume, or when I try to go out and sing, or, and someone doesn't give me the chance to be with a record company, or when I want to be with somebody and someone rejects me because they don't like the way I look or my personality. And it was painful. Like with a relationship that ended unexpectedly, but it was troubled. I had to let it go. Or when they didn't like me for who I was. And that was painful. Like when starting from a child, when people didn't want to sit next to me because they were being cruel on a trip down to Washington, D.C. And I didn't realize that it bothered me that they really treated me as a child. To the realization that I had to let that go. And I did. It was a child. But those children at the time, cruel, something was wrong with them. They were really cruel. And I learned an instance of being an outcast. And I've written about it. Being at 13, 14, for doing nothing to those children. I was a child making fun of me. And I've written the song Outcast. Or being in a place where other children didn't want me to be in the game. And I was shy, and I realized I didn't fit in with the good people, or not being accepted in those groups when I was a child. So as an adult, I was attracted to this person. This person didn't want to be around me. I didn't know how to let it go, but I had to. Rejection was painful. I had to tell myself that I'm a good person. I had to move on. Took a lot of strength, and I'm, the edges. Yes, the edges, getting to the edge of things. It took a lot of strength to get through those situations. There's so many rejections I continue to go through, and atrocities of being made fun and laughed at and attacked and targeted by criminals because they think I'm different and odd, always targeting me. Don't want me to succeed. The haters, they really hate me because I have the ambitions. So I still go through that from time to time, and I have to like myself. So I have to say good things to myself. And, I'm a great person, and I do believe in a higher power. And I have to be aware that I belong on this planet to be somebody. Even though the society and life didn't give me much, I still continue to believe. And I try to be careful what I say to others, even though it's hard sometimes. Because I'm trying to be good, because I know that when I see somebody going for a dream or a good person, I always have to say, go for your dream, or try to help when I can, when someone needs help, and do the best I can. Yeah, I'm not a perfect person, but I did the best I could. I didn't get to where I want. I'm not happy about that. I didn't get to that center of attention that I want that other people have accomplished. Yeah, they really have gotten it, and other people just ignore me or call me names and just disregard me altogether. That has happened too many times. The atrocities of being not accepted by society was very difficult, but I had to do what I had to do because I'm a good person. It wasn't me. It's them. Something wrong with them. If they don't like me because they're shallow or they're superficial or they're prejudiced or they got some mental health issue or they prefer something that is based on something that has nothing to do with me, then fine. If it's honest, if they don't like my personality by my uniqueness or my quirkiness, then that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with that. So I have to do what I have to do. I have to say good things and do the right thing. And I have to try to do the right thing and do the good. What I need to do. So I have to be an adult and be in a child at the same time. Because in childhood, I was not allowed to be a child. And when I was, it was too much trauma and too much chaos for me to be a child. So I have a chance to be a child too today. So by doing little things and having fun and acting out roles, because I love to act, but I also love to sing. And that's why I got into the entertainment industry, because part of the childhood that I never really had. Part of me growing and being responsible to take care of myself as an adult, where others didn't give me that chance to when I was young. So what I say and what I do is very important. So I'm going to release that song. Yeah, it's not perfect. I'm a perfectionist. I love to make music, pop music, rock music. I like to do it all. Yeah, I feel I wasn't given that chance, but I still go for it anyway because I believe they will give me that chance. I deserve it. I really do. Because what I say and what I do is positive. I'm a very good person. And yeah, people look at me and say, oh, I look too mean. Oh, I don't have the look. I look too mean. I'm not really mean. I'm just determined. So I hope that we know that perception is not, is a lot of times not based on reality, because what we perceive or what we see of others or what we look at them or what we see what they say is not always the truth about them. Unless we obviously know, you know, they're in the public eye and they say one lie or one thing out several times or say something and it's just obviously proven it wasn't true, then we know it, then we can tell. That's what I had to go through. So despite the haters and the bad people who want to target, the unique, the odd, or the weird people, or the people like me who want to march to the beat of my drum, I can't stop marching to the beat of my drum. I have to do what I have to do to beautify and be me, because I'm too beautiful, you know, too gorgeous, and that is true, you know. I deserve the best, you know. I really do. Too beautiful. And so are you, you know. Everybody is beautiful. Everybody is beautiful. So I had to be that child sometimes. I had to act like a kid with my friends and do, you know, play acting. But I also had to be an adult. I had to take care of myself. I had to shower. I had to pay my bills. I had to make sure I have a roof under my head. I have to go and get that job. I have to go to school to enhance my professional profile. But most importantly for me also, I had to keep creating music so I could get that chance to continue to go for that dream to be in the industry. Because I'm going to do the best I can, you know. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to do the best I can. One day at a time. No matter what anybody say, what I say, I'm going to say nice things about myself. And what I do, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to do the best because I'm going to make a mistake. I'm not perfect. I'm going to do the best because what I am is beautiful. Truly beautiful. And what I am, and, you know, so is other people. And that's all I need to say. Because everybody on this planet is beautiful in their own way. Good day, good night from Dove Night.